You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Right now, we're on location in Andalusia, Alabama at CCB Bank, Covington County Bank. I'm with the CEO, Michael Andrews. We're talking about the traveling memorial wall for Vietnam veterans. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Glad to have you. And as a business, as a small business who is able to contribute in this way to bring the wall, to know what the impact can be for families, those who've lost loved ones in Vietnam, how does that make you feel to be in that position to actually be a top sponsor of this event?
We are just a small part of this event, Mark. Just a small part. Everybody in this community, the Covington County Veterans Society that they have here that really put this on, we just came in as a sponsor for this, but it meant a lot to us. It worked in well with us. We've been celebrating the month of July. It's our 75th anniversary being in Covington County. We were started here. There's not many banks that have been around here for 75 years, and we are, and we wanted to do the celebration. When we were talking to our chairman of our holding company, Mr. John Vick, about this, he was letting us know what was going on at the last part of July with the traveling memorial wall coming here, and it just worked in perfect for us in the celebration, and we were just honored to be asked to do this, and we really had a lot of fun with it.
That puts CCB Bank in the 40s being established.
Correct. Somewhere around 1947 and somewhere in that area is where we started. We started on the square here in Andalusia. John Peake has an attorney office there at this point in time, but we've moved around. We've been blessed. We're here in Covington County. We were started here. We have a location in Op, and then we've kind of branched down into Florida, into the Crestview area, the Niceview area, and the Dufuniac area. And we just want to be a part of the community, but Andalusia is our community. This is where the main office is. We have our data center here. The majority of our employees are here, And the majority of them have grown up in this community, and that's what this is all about, the community.
And Michael, when you think about CCB supporting various efforts in the community, what is it that you look for to say this is a cause we want to get behind, that this matches our values?
You know, it's something that we talk about a lot of times in board meetings and with employees when we talk about different things. If it's good for the community, it's good for CCB. And so that's what we look at, what promotes the community and the values that we have. We're very much a rural bank, even though we might be in some larger areas down in the panhandle of Florida. We're very much ag-driven, but we love to be involved in the communities, the schools, the activities. Anywhere you are with any of our locations, if you see any community activities taking place, you'll see our employees there, because that's a big part of what we do.
75 years, that's a lot of relationships.
It is.
That's my pawpaw and mama used to come here.
It is. You know, I told earlier today, we were talking about something. I've grown up in this bank. You know, I remember my first checking account was here. I remember contacting a lot of people that are no longer with us. About ATM cards, about problems with checking accounts, whether I was in Andalusia High School or at Auburn University, things like that. And it's very surreal walking around here seeing these things.
Now, for young people who are about to start school, and school is about to start, and they're thinking about their first checking account, I'm not sure they're thinking about being the CEO of the bank where they have a checking account, but let's talk about that path for just a minute. Maybe an encouragement to younger people as they think about maybe something they're not aware of that might be an opportunity for them in the future.
You know, we have something very interesting. We start kids very young at CCB Community Bank. We have a program called the Koala Club. And basically what it is you can come opening up a savings account at any age. We have people that open up at birth, things like that. But then along the way, when you get your grades, you come into the bank, we give you money for A's, we give you monies for A's and B's, we give you money for good conduct, things like that, and it brings the kids in here. So we've got people that have been banking with us since they were 2 years old that come along, and then they come in and they start checking accounts, they start savings accounts, and then eventually, hopefully, they're coming back for loans, for their first car, for their first house, things like that. You know, I've been here at CCB for 23 years now, and I can say I've started kids out young that are now moved back, whether they started their own company or whether they're working at one of the industries here, that are banking with us now that we've done their first house. It makes you feel old sometimes because you've seen them grow up, but it also makes you feel good that you've been a part of their lives.
Wow, I graduated high school 25 years ago. You've been here 23 years. You've seen technology advance. You know that people are using apps and other ways to bank. The new technology has moved people into a whole new area than what you would have experienced 23 years ago. How has CCB Bank been able to navigate that?
We keep the values of a small bank, and we are a small bank, but we have every advantage of a larger bank. We have our banking apps. We have our remote captures. Any features that you can get in these larger banks, we try to stay on the cutting edge to where we provide those features for you also, because we do. Quite frankly, there was a problem sometimes if back 23 years ago, you start banking with CCB Community Bank, and then you go, let's say, to Auburn University. It was hard to do banking there because we were just located here. With the technology advances, we've got people that have left us that are banking with us in New York City, things like that. They're homegrown people that have gone to school here in Andalusia, gone somewhere else, and they're banking in New York City because with the apps, with the technology that we have right now, we can help them with anything they need.
I was getting there. So when people outside of Andalusia hear about CCB Bank, they could actually bank with CCB Bank here in Andalusia or through the banks there in the panhandle of Florida. What would be the benefit for an individual, say, in Huntsville, Alabama, or North Alabama, to say, you know what, I want to be a part of CCB Bank and have an account there?
Some of that would be tough with some of the security things that we have to look at there. But we welcome anybody. We welcome anybody. And hopefully one day we'll continue to branch to those areas that we can start with them. But we we have, you know, certificates of deposit, CDs, checking accounts, things like that, that people bank with us a lot of different places. Like I said, we have people that parents bank with us. Unfortunately, they might have passed away. Their family members have moved on, but they continue that relationship with us. We see that all the time.
I remember my first bank account was at AmSouth
it was in Hueytown, and the lady that was the manager, we went to church with her, and I drew about a 3% interest off of my savings account back then.
that's pretty good.
People are looking for interest. They're looking for interest, but it's really hard when they want to say, well, I'm going to put my money in for this long, and it should be garnering this much interest, and it's just not happening right now for people.
It's not. It's not. It's crazy times right now. Since the beginning of the pandemic, you know, all the economic forecasts that they try to put out, we call them the pundits and the smart people in the United States and the world. They really haven't figured out what's going on right now. But that's what we want to make sure people know. We've been here 75 years. We've seen a lot of things, and we're going to be here for 75 years more.
Well, Michael, we appreciate your support of the Vietnam Memorial Wall, the traveling wall that's here in Andalusia, your support of Lee Greenwood coming to town, all the various activities. I know that you said there's a lot of people who have made this happen and make this work. We appreciate the role that CCB Bank has played in that.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity, and we look forward to tonight.
CCB Bank, Covington County Bank CEO Michael Andrews, folks. I hope you've enjoyed this particular segment as we recognize a sponsor of this traveling memorial wall, the Vietnam Memorial Wall, and what it means to those who have served, those who have loved ones who lost their lives in the war. This is very important, and I hope that you will think of ways that you can connect in the community. Maybe you are a business and you're thinking of things that you can do in the community. Be like CCB Bank and find opportunities to make a difference in that way. When we come back, we're going to have Councilman Terry Powell from the city of Andalusia to give his perspective on having this special wall come to his city. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and gift shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-thru, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As advertised, I have Councilman Terry Powell, City of Andalusia, to talk about how important it is for his community to have the Vietnam Traveling Wall here today in Andalusia, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Councilman Powell.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about how this started. How did you find out that there was a possibility of the Vietnam Traveling Wall coming to Andalusia?
It started, I guess, about a year ago. We were having a meeting. We were talking about things we could do. Someone mentioned getting some information about the wall. And Michelle, who is the publicity director for our town, made some calls and found out that it could be gotten here two different dates this year. And we settled on this date and decided this would be part of the Covington Veterans Foundation's big event that we put on for this year to honor veterans. So that's how it came about.
Excellent. I talked to Michelle Gerlach about the Covington County Veterans Foundation. We talked about them quite a bit. I've also talked to Jim Lawrence about this special foundation, and it's doing a lot in your community to bring people together when it comes to supporting veterans in Covington County.
Well, Covington County, I'm originally from Georgia. I moved here with a job, and I have chosen to retire here. If you remember the episode on Andy Griffith about the guy that read in the Mayberry News.
I do.
You know, well, that's me. I've come to Andalusia. The people here have always honored veterans. They've always had a special place in their heart. Going back to around 2000, there had been some talk about a monument here in town for veterans. And our current mayor got a group together, and they were able to put together the current monument, the obelisk, where we honor those who were killed in the various wars here. That was the beginning. And our veterans programs through the Veterans Foundation have just grown year by year. I think we do. We've got some very talented people. They do a wonderful job of putting together programs, getting people in the community involved. It's way bigger than the Veterans Foundation or the City of Andalusia. It's Covington County.
One of the things that Lieutenant Colonel Jim Lawrence explained to me was how patriotic this community is. Is that something that you see yourself, Councilman Powell?
I do. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And people express their appreciation. They have a very deep appreciation. Many people here were in World War II. So they grew up appreciating what veterans have done, not just for Covington County, but for the world.
Jim actually has a teammate that's on the wall.
Right.
Because he played at Op High School, and he mentioned that a name was on the wall of someone he knew. And it's possible that you may know of someone or someone you were close with that had someone affected by Vietnam that lost their life.
I have four friends from home who are on the wall from back in Georgia. I have a young man that I served with in Vietnam that is on the wall.
So it is impactful to you to have this wall today, and you understand on a different level than maybe people who weren't around during the Vietnam era, which I was not. I was born in 79, so I was after that era. But to have people here that were not around then to have this experience and to maybe have them understand Vietnam in a better, more deeper, a deeper way, and understand what service and sacrifice there was for our country during that time.
Well, I think the wall helps to bring a little bit of healing to those of us who served. It was a contentious time. It was a contentious war. It was not popular in our country. It was a time of protest. And I never had the problem, but a number of people, when they came back, particularly through San Francisco, you'll hear those historians say they never spat on the veteran. They did. I know too many that can tell you what they endured. Fortunately, I never had to do that. But because of that, I think our country now sees how not to treat veterans. They better understand what veterans have done for not just America, but for the world.
I agree. And we have a group of veterans, as I mentioned to Jim in his show,
that went up to Washington, D.C. this week through honoring veteran legacies out of Huntsville, Alabama. And they have Korean veterans who are there in D.C. this week as they presented the Korean Wall. And that's been a long time coming that now there's a Korean veteran wall after the Vietnam Wall.
Well, I don't think you can say other than World War II veterans. I'm not sure you can say there's a group of veterans that are more important than others. But World War II veterans, in my opinion, are the last guys that have skin in the game of freedom. They saved the world in reality.
And we just lost another one 2 days ago in Sherwin Callender. He was 102 years old. I attended his 102nd birthday in June at the VA. And he had a good day that day, but he went downhill over the past month and passed away. But those World War II veterans are leaving us quickly. And if we don't capture their stories, if there's not some way of being able to get their message, then we lose it. And a lot of people have been trying to get the stories from Vietnam veterans, Korean veterans, World War II veterans, so that young people can have those stories and understand, because there is a price to be paid for freedom.
There is. And I appreciate that you're sharing our legacy with the world today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you joining me, Councilman Terry Powell, here on the Mark White Show today, representing the city of Andalusia as a councilman.
And thank you, Mark. I really love my town.
When we come back, we'll have Judge Ben Bowden to share about his experience here today with the Vietnam Traveling Wall. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And we're back. Right now, we're talking to Circuit Judge Ben Bowden. Judge Bowden is joining us to talk about his perspective about the wall coming to Andalusia. This is very important for this community, as you've heard through the various segments that we've done so far. We've talked about Covington Veterans Foundation, which is an amazing organization that has facilitated this wall coming to the city of Andalusia. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Judge Bowden.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for coming down to Andalusia and Covington County and
being interested in what we're doing down here, and thank you for allowing me to talk a little bit about Covenant Veterans Foundation.
Well, if we can bring an awareness to efforts like this, and then someone outside of this community hears about it, and it's something that impacts them enough where they say, I want to do something in my community to honor and recognize veterans. It may not be in the form of the wall, but it could be other things that they want to do to honor veterans in their community.
Well, nothing would please us more if other communities would take a look at what we're doing honoring veterans and do that in their community. Like you said, that would be great. And we're open book in terms of how we did it, you know, how we got to where we are. We would, you know, we would love to see this replicated, not just across the state of Alabama, but, you know, across the country.
And that's half the battle, because most of the people that see something that they want to do, a lot of times they'll say, well, I don't know how to do it. What's that first step? And if the Covington Veterans Foundation welcomes people to contact and say, how does this happen? And where does this start? And then they can get that first step and know what to do to try to bring something together. Maybe not on this level. Here we've got Lee Greenwood as the wall is being introduced. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it just takes a vision, or if you might even go so far as to say a dream. And then it takes persistent people who just refuse to take no for an answer. And this is what you get when you get that kind of those kind of people involved. And, you know, the heart and soul of all of this is a mentor and friend, John Vick, who for years has done quite a bit for veterans, more than anybody I know. And then he decided that he needed a more formal way of handling his desire to help out veterans and to honor veterans. And so we formed the Covenant Veterans Foundation. It's a nonprofit 501c3 charitable organization. And that gave us the structure and the formality to do the things that we've been doing. And bringing the traveling wall to Covenant County is really, I would say, the culmination of years of different projects. But this has got to be maybe a mountaintop experience for all of us.
So as I said, you're a circuit judge here in Covington County. You also served in the Air Force. People can't see because this is radio, but you're wearing your fatigues now. Air Force service. How long did you serve in the Air Force?
I was on active duty for 5 years in the Judge Advocate General's Corps, and now I'm still in the reserves. The reason I have on my uniform today is because I just left Maxwell Air Force Base. I'm doing duty this week, just by happenstance, and so I drove back to catch the opening ceremony tonight, and of course to see Lee Greenwood.
That's right. Well, and it's a different generation too for you. You know that the veterans from Vietnam era are a lot older now, and we're losing a lot of them, but they paved the way for those who are now serving to think about the different wars that we have had, and then those who served our country in between those times, whether it's World War II, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, all the way down to Afghanistan and the other times that we've had to have those that serve go and serve our country in the way that they have.
Well, and Vietnam is a little bit unique in that the country went through so much turmoil, and when that conflict ended and we withdrew troops from Vietnam, sometimes those troops didn't receive the hero's welcome that they deserved. You know, they didn't really ask to go to war. They just did what their country asked of them. And we want any of those Vietnam veterans that are still living and their families to know that we honor their service. And we want them to understand that if they weren't treated you know, as the heroes that they are, we want to do that right now here today in Andalusia.
And Judge Bowden, I do want to give you an opportunity to share about how people can connect with Covington Veterans Foundation if they are in the area and they've yet to become a member or they want to be a part of this effort. How do they do that?
Well, we have the social media presence like is common today, Facebook, and we have old school website, and both of those can be found through Google searches, you know, Covington Veterans Foundation. And you know, we have a lot of projects going on and honoring veterans and collecting their stories and preserving those stories for future generations. So we'd love to hear from anybody who's interested in something like that.
Excellent. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. John Vick joining us, as you mentioned, Judge Bowden. John Vick has been the visionary for Covington Veterans Foundation, and he's been able to do a remarkable job to bring this to the community, the various efforts that they're involved in.
Nobody does more for veterans or for people in general who wants less credit. He doesn't want any recognition, any credit. He just wants to honor veterans and help people. So I'm glad you get a chance to talk to John. He's quite a fellow.
Judge Ben Bowden, thank you for your service, and we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show today to share about this experience with the Traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall here in the city of Andalusia.
Mark, thank you for coming.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have John Vick, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
The Mark White Show is coming to you from the city of Andalusia, Alabama, on location as we have the Vietnam Traveling Wall. I have with me Mr. John Vick with Covington Veterans Foundation. You've heard Michelle Gerlach on the program. She's the secretary of Covington Veterans Foundation. In June, I had her on the program, and I'd like to welcome now John Vick. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. The genesis of our foundation probably goes back 7 years to the year 2015. Eglin Air Force Base was holding a 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, and we found out about it like 3 weeks before it was to happen, and we got a group together and chartered a bus and took about 25 World War II veterans down for that celebration. As you can imagine, in 7 years, most of them are not around now that we took, and Robert Evers is a videographer, does a lot of work for us, and we got a lot of those on video. We have a wonderful 30-minute highlight of that trip. It's kind of precious listening to those gentlemen talk about World War II. In 2019... my friend Ben Bowden, who's a circuit judge, got convinced by me to let's form a 501c3 nonprofit to honor veterans. We came up with the Covington Veterans Foundation. So we were incorporated in 2019. And our first year, we decided to do some project every year. The first project, we had the Andalusia High School Auditorium, and we honored World War II veterans. We decorated the auditorium up in World War II, so played a lot of their music, even had three of our young ladies performed like the Andrews sisters, some great music, and it was a great program. Well, the next year, COVID kind of shut things down, and 2021, we did the same thing at the high school, but this time we honored Vietnam veterans and had the same motif. It went over really well, and one of our members suggested that we look into getting the traveling wall, so something like a year ago, probably 2021, maybe July or July, August, we inquired, and it said the earliest you can get it would be like July of 22. So in partnership with the city of Andalusia, we reserved the wall and made sure it was coming. And the idea of Lee Greenwood was a pure happenstance as part of the last thing of July jams. When they came, was set up yesterday, the 27th, and we're doing that dedication here shortly. It'll be here through Sunday afternoon at about 5:30. We do a closing ceremony at 2:30 in City Hall. But anyway, the wall coincided with the last July jams, and CCB has sponsored Lee Greenwood. That was kind of our first choice. I'm connected with CCB also. And so we got Lee Greenwood here to cap all this off. So it's kind of like a good combination of everything you could want in what I say is the most patriotic town in Alabama.
And it starts with one idea. And you had a member, as you mentioned, that said, let's look at having the Vietnam Traveling Wall come to Andalusia. And I don't know who that member was, but that sounds like it was a good idea.
It was, and we knew very little about the Traveling Wall until we inquired. A lot of us have seen the main wall in Washington, and we have friends out here on this wall. In our Robert Everett has a wonderful display of the fall of Covenant County right at the beginning up here. And one of those kids was my next-door neighbor for 10 years, a kid named Ralph Dunn. So,
and one of the things I see, John, through this organization, Covington Veterans Foundation, is that not only do you have members within who have served and sacrificed, but now you're offering an opportunity to people of all ages to actually appreciate and respect the names on that wall that we see just over our shoulders, the Vietnam veterans who sacrificed their lives.
And you know, really, that part of what we're doing, our job is to honor veterans and keep their memory alive. And we have our slogan, a soldier never dies until he's forgotten. The young kids need to understand that as they look around at their group, their peers at the same age, 18, 19, 21, that's the same age of the World War II kids who were fighting the Germans and the Japanese. They're youngsters, teenagers. And they need to be taught about that, what was required of that generation to make sure that this generation is still free.
Absolutely. John Vick, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing about the genesis of Covington Veterans Foundation.
We're happy to do it, and just hope we have the weather's held so good, and we look forward to the ceremony and to Lee Greenwood after that.
If our soldiers can handle rice paddy fields, we can handle a sprinkle.
That's for sure.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show today. If you are, please share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about this show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.